A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, welcome to The Guinea Pig. I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, an oculoplastic surgeon and aesthetic doctor.
And I'm Fiona Golfer, a writer and journalist. I'm no stranger to a cosmetic procedure, and I'm willing to try pretty much anything.
Which is why I'm here, to make sure Fiona and anyone else that's out there considering a treatment to help make a better informed decision safely and to try and collect as much information as they can.
Every fortnight, this podcast comes to you from Mariam's clinic in Chelsea. If you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then The Guinea Pig is here to help you. Hi, and we're back in the clinic for another episode of The Guinea Pig.
And as is usually the case, we're not alone, although I quite like being alone with you, Mariam, must say.
Me too.
But I'm thrilled to say that we are joined by Tanaz, and I can't pronounce your surname, so you say it.
Jurabchian.
Thank you.
Or Jurabchian.
Correct.
If you know Farsi.
Yes, Farsi not being my second language. Anyway, you are a dental therapist and a hygienist and a miracle worker when it comes to whitening teeth and all things teeth. So that's what we're here to talk about today. I came to see you about a month or two ago.
Yeah, about 6 weeks.
Yep. And my teeth were what I'd say sort of average middle-aged yellowish colour.
Correct.
And I have never seen anybody look with more excitement into my mouth in my life, really. When you meet somebody who's just so kind of keen on their subject, a bit like when you get going on skin, Taz was sort of looking at my teeth and she was just sort of lit up and said, okay, your teeth are great, but I'm going to give you the teeth that you had when you were 18. And I thought, I'll take anything I had when I was 18.
Of course,
obviously. I'm no fool. So, and you're a hygienist, and a hygienist to me often represents, oh my God, I've got to go and see the hygienist, who's generally somebody who's sort of tutting at me, makes me feel a bit guilty that I haven't brushed my teeth properly.
I hope you wash your teeth.
I wash my face and I brush my teeth, but probably not as much as I should, which we should talk about. And just all things in general, Taz, I thought that you had an enthusiasm and a kind of inclusivity, which is unusual to me in the dental world. So will you tell me, us and our listeners, a little bit about exactly what it is that you do, and then we can get back to me.
Of course. So I'm actually a dental therapist.
Oh, sorry.
Okay? So it's fine. I also trained as a dental hygienist. So I have a dual qualification. A dental therapist actually does a little bit more than what a hygienist does. So we do fillings, we do full pediatric dentistry, and for dental hygiene, our main focus is to clean the teeth, make sure that the gums are healthy, make sure that all of the surfaces are clear. We look for any possible issues with your gums, with your oral cavity. And from a therapy side of it, that's just an additional benefit because, of course, we have extra training so we can see if there's anything else that needs doing.
Fillings or breakages.
Exactly,
or
things like that.
I would like to say that you work at a dental surgery called Darwood and Tanner.
That's
which
correct.
Is in Upper Wimpole Street in London. And a lot of their focus and emphasis is on their sort of digital
dentistry.
Explain what that is.
We're actually a very unique dental practice because we have 17 treatment rooms and every single person in our building is a specialist. So from the minute you walk in the door, It's also privately owned. So it's owned by a couple, Andrew Darwood and Susan Tanner, family run, which nowadays most dental practices are corporate run. So it's very hard to find a big practice like our practice that is privately owned. And so every single person that works there has been handpicked, tried and tested. And so it really is a unique experience and a magical place to work. I've been there nearly 15 years. And I've always said if Andrew or Susan ever retire, I'm out as well. I will retire with them.
Because you work like a family.
Exactly like a family.
I mean, I have been there and to go into the building, it's rather like you're going into, I don't want to say that it looks like a Soho house, but it feels very kind of, exactly. It's cozily decorated. There's really nice wallpaper on the walls. Everybody's very friendly. It's incredibly thorough. You have an x-ray on your teeth before you've even got your coat off.
So yeah, so the idea is it's a one-stop shop. So any dental need that you might have, whether it be braces, whether it be so straightening, whether it be a root canal treatment or an implant in your mouth, if you've got a gap, you come to one place and you can have everything done under one roof. You're taken care of. You'll have your own treatment coordinator who will liaise with you personally. You'll have everything in writing. We've got over 8 receptionists. We've got 5 hygiene therapists. So there's always somebody that will be able to help you.
And what is it that you do the most?
So the majority of what I do is general cleanings, whitenings, and looking after the oral health. So we are quite often, I'll do deep cleanings alongside the periodontist. So if a patient has gum disease or an issue, bad breath or something like that, they'll refer the patient back to me and I'll do deeper treatment.
So that's
interesting. Does bad breath come from your teeth and your gums, or does it come from your stomach? Would you like to bust
either,
the myth?
Either.
Okay.
It can come from either.
Okay.
If it comes from you don't have bad breath, Fiona. I've already worked. You've with you. if it's coming bad breath, it's not coming from your teeth.
Because I know a few what does.
Yeah, so it can come from your gums. It can come from decay. It can come from
onions.
Your stomach. Yeah, onions. What you've eaten the night before. Yeah.
No, but that really toxic. Oh my God, I'm going to die if I get in that usually woman's or man's. You know.
Well, that's why everybody wears a mask.
Yes. But I mean, sometimes even sitting at dinner, you can get caught by a gust.
I've been
down
in the elevator with people and
you
and
just
I
think,
can't,
who died?
Like,
in
oh,
there?
I've been speaking to somebody at a dinner party and I can smell the disease in their mouth. Yeah.
So what's really the hard. Difference between a light cleanse and a deep cleanse? So when I go to my hygienist mm-hmm. now to have my teeth cleaned, am I getting a light cleanse? I mean, what should I be telling her?
So, well, no, it's really up to them to decide what you really need. So if you're a regular attender, probably you don't need any more than just a light cleaning, a general cleaning. The deep cleaning is more for patients that have got more problems. So if they've got gum disease and they've got deeper pockets that need cleaning out. So that's when we would move over to a deep clean. Sometimes people just need a deep clean on one tooth, for example. So what we do is we start off with a basic periodontal examination. It's called a BPE. And we chart where there might be any pockets around the teeth, if there is any bleeding, if the calculus has gone underneath the gum line.
Is that what gum disease is? Because I feel like the way that my teeth are cleaned anyway, it would be impossible for anybody's gums not to bleed. You know, it's just sometimes...
When you're having your teeth cleaned.
Yes, because they're digging
away.
Digging away. So
it really depends. I mean, I've got patients that come, really regular patients. They've got very, very little bleeding, hardly any... it's really down to oral hygiene as well, I think.
How many times a day... Let's just start at the beginning. Should one, A, brush one's teeth, mm-hmm. B, floss, C, what should I floss with?
And in what order? Because yes. Actually brushing your teeth before or after breakfast.
Yes. We are gripped, Taz.
So brushing your teeth, if you brush your teeth effectively twice a day for 2 minutes each time,
it's a long time.
Is ample. Okay. And then interdental cleaning. Some form of interdental cleaning at least once a day is really paramount. With regards to... What was your other question?
When do you do it? So when you wake up in the morning?
So I always advise
brushing before breakfast.
That's what I brush before my husband.
Yes, I brush before.
He thinks it's better to brush after because we have this freshly squeezed orange juice, which we'll talk about soon. And he thinks that it's better to brush his teeth after he's had the
orange
juice.
It's the exact opposite.
I'm going to tell him that.
These are the questions that the nation needs answering.
So anything that you're consuming that is acidic, okay? So if you're having orange juice at breakfast... And I'll get onto hot water and lemon in a minute.
Oh, that's what I have.
Don't get me started.
So that's a whole other...
She's given you a very stern look. Did you see that look come your way?
Woo. Sorry, we're going to stop that straight away. So anything that you're going to have that's acidic, you definitely want to be brushing your teeth before. And the reason is the acidity of the fruit or anything that you're having. So apple cider vinegar is another one that a lot of women are now drinking in the morning. Along with the hot water and the lemon. Fiona's looking
at
me.
No, I'm not. Forget about it. No.
So,
judgment.
I'm a double espresso.
This is something that will start to dissolve your teeth. So it's going to weaken your enamel.
But that's why...
And then your saliva is the buffer that repairs the enamel. So if you brush your teeth in between this, you do not allow... You don't have a chance for your natural saliva to repair the damage that the acidity's done. So you're basically spitting your tooth down the sink.
I love it when Mariam is learning something on the go. It's so interesting.
It is, you know, because I've been telling this to him my whole life. I tell my children too, and they say, well, Daddy says the exact opposite.
Daddy's wrong.
Mommy's the doctor. But I never actually had the actual backing.
Please brush your teeth before breakfast. Before your acidic
and then floss
attack.
After every meal?
If you can, yeah, absolutely. I would love you to floss after every meal.
Do you have
meal.
Floss in your bag right now?
Yeah, no, do you know what I have? I have floss everywhere because I have what you would call a food catcher.
Okay.
And a food catcher is I have one tooth, and I think this happens as you get older.
Sometimes.
But I have a tooth that's obviously moved. Anyway, there's a hole between my teeth, a gap, not a hole, but a gap that literally anything I eat gets stuck in there. So I become demented halfway through a meal.
It's really annoying, but actually,
I'm sticking my finger in my mouth.
It prompts you to floss, right?
Anything, yeah. Floss.
It prompts you to floss.
Well, it's better than sticking, you know, the back of an earring in. I would literally anything. Because it sends you so crazy, the niggly feeling of having this thing in my tooth. How often should one come and see you a year?
So usually, in good practice, every 4 months. But the norm is about every 6 months.
Every six months.
Our practice, we advise to come 3 times a year.
And it's an appointment that lasts about an hour to clean, really thoroughly clean.
About 35 to 40 minutes. And we do an oral check. Check the oral cavity. Your appointment was longer, Fiona.
Well, because I am
like,
so
I was there for much longer.
Because we can get on to whitening. We did a double.
For you because you hadn't been for a while.
Yeah. So I have to say that the shame that when I first got to because I'm really lazy, I can't be asked, and so I don't do it. And then I brush my teeth all the time. Anyway, when I got to Darwood and Tanner, and Susan was the first person who looked at me.
Yeah.
And Susan is one of those women who I think could best be described as strict but fair.
Yes,
and
that's exactly the
Susan
best way to describe
took one look at the back of my teeth and said, "When you floss, can you actually get the floss through this tooth?" Yeah, I said, "Yes, I can."
So that's the thing. Some people they floss and they think it's ping, 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 ping with the floss, and it's actually not. You've really got to slide the floss against the tooth.
She wasn't very happy with my
teeth. Push it all the way down to the gum till you feel it.
So I was shamed. I was quite ashamed, which was a good thing, because I think a bit of shame is, you know,
it's okay every once in a while.
So I love the question of should I floss, and my answer is only the teeth you want to keep.
Yes, okay.
So what about these, you know, hygienists, I won't name names, but they do like salt...
The salt sprays?
No, not salt spray. They do salt blasting on the teeth to clean the teeth. They say that's like extra.
Yep. So what, they charge you extra for it?
They do indeed.
Okay, so
You've been done.
I have heard that. I mean, we have, it's called a Profijet. So an airflow, which is actually sodium bicarbonate.
But you feel salt on your face, right?
It's a salty feeling. It's a very fine grain sodium bicarbonate. It actually works wonders. It's beautiful.
Oh, okay.
But so only on the right person. So I don't sandblast. A lot of patients call it
sandblasting. Did you sandblast me?
I can't remember, I've did been we? I don't think many you would have remembered, I think.
You would have remembered.
I don't think we did. I don't do it as standard for everybody. Smokers, people with a lot of staining in their mouth. Specific cases.
I'm sending Robert to you. You're going to sandblast him. I'm telling
you. I'm a Coke Zero drinker.
You're a Coke Zero and I'm a coffee drinker. Let's get on to, before we get on to the whitening.
I'd like to talk about
sort of things. Well, all things like, I've got a juice here that you all looked at as if I was coming
in. It says super green organic cold pressed juice, by the way, for those of you who can't see the lovely green bottle.
It's a little green bottle. And actually, I've only got it because I wanted to sit in the cafe across the road and I have to buy something.
I'm going to tell you a couple of things about juices, because obviously we also see a lot of children in our practice. Mm-hmm. Obviously, all of our lovely patients bring their whole families. It's a family practice, and our number one rate of tooth decay is caused by the freshly pressed organic juices, because you know people think, and the dried fruit, they're doing something really good, giving their children juice, giving their children
organic
fruit.
Oh my god, that's my birch and muesli right out the window, isn't it?
Well, it's the grazing constantly throughout the day. That's
so have
problem.
An apple, have so, an apricot, yeah, have it not
have,
great.
Yeah, have your fruit, have it all in one go. Don't graze throughout the day. And definitely with dried fruit, it sticks for a long time. If you can imagine like eating a box of raisins, you know, it might take a child an hour to eat a box of raisins. They pick one raisin in the car and then they have another raisin 5 minutes.
So those
later,
little boxes of raisins that you're not...
Really, I'm not a fan, yeah. And I'm not really a fan of juice unless it's freshly squeezed.
Because you were saying when it sits in this bottle...
Yeah, so as soon as you squeeze the juice, it starts to oxidize. So you've got about 20 minutes until you've lost your nutritional value of that juice. So if you're squeezing a juice and having it immediately within the first 20 minutes, fantastic, you're giving yourself the nutritional benefits. If you're squeezing a juice or buying a juice from a bottle and it's sitting in your refrigerator for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever, you've lost its nutritional value. It's then just sugar water. So it's causing damage on your teeth from acidity. It's causing damage on your teeth from the fruit acid, the fructose, and it's just not good.
So in my house, every morning I wake up, I have hot water, lemon with ginger, and then I have a glass of freshly squeezed half mandarin, half orange juice. That is made as I'm having my tea, so I know that it's being drunk immediately. And I'm actually very not nice with my kids. I make them drink the entire thing with
as
breakfast.
Which is great.
And not to save it for
so
later.
So you're only half going to hell because
no, I'm getting all the sugar.
You're getting the sugar after,
better,
but the lemon, you're already screwed with the lemon and the ginger.
Well, tell me about the lemon and ginger.
Okay, so this is the new thing that everyone's doing, right? Yeah. Everyone's drinking the apple cider vinegar, everyone's having the hot water. Then listen, I love a diet and I've done them all. But the lemon and the water is really a killer for the teeth.
Ginger too or just the lemon?
No, you can have the ginger. Have the ginger.
And just have it with tea
or
instead.
Have the lemon, just the peel. So have it like a Canarino. Right, so you.
That's what the Italians do when they take off. For those of you who don't know, it's the rind of the lemon without the pith. It's the outside part of the lemon and wax lemon if you can.
You've got the taste of the lemon, the essential oils. You've just cut out the acidity. The problem with the hot water and the lemon is a lot of people will drink that throughout the day. They'll put a slice of lemon in their water. They'll drink a glass of sparkling water. Now you see these bottles, everybody's into the recyclable. They're drinking from the water bottles and they have the filters inside them that you can put the fruit.
Yes.
And that's really, again, you've turned your water acidic. So, you know, you're drinking that all day long and it's for your teeth, it's like Coca-Cola. It's the same.
Really?
So,
without the sugar.
Well, the Coca-Cola is about the...
Okay.
It's like the acidity. Carbonation of... the badness of the carbonation. Any carbonated drink, whether it's sparkling water or a soft drink or anything that has a fizz
diet
to it.
Diet or not diet.
It's the carbonation.
It's not about the sugar. Well, the sugar is a whole separate thing. The sugar will...
Of course.
Will cause the decay, which... You know, most people are educated enough to know that about the sugar, but it's the carbonation that's the problem.
Also for the bones, by the way, just as another side note.
Mm-hmm.
whilst we're on the subject of the sugar, my son, who grew up addicted to Haribos and sours and all of those things, he went to a dentist a few years ago who said, forget it, you've got no enamel left on your teeth. So having done that to himself with the Haribos, be warned, all of you out there with small children who are, you know, gobbling those things up.
I did it to myself.
I think I was post Haribo generation, actually.
I drank a little sherbet of fountain. Coke.
Okay, so have you got no enamel on your teeth?
I melted away in my enamel.
How can you tell that?
I mean, can you see that just by looking at a tooth?
You can. So straight away, we can see erosion.
I have erosion. I had mine filled. Yeah. My erosion's filled.
So it's the erosion. It can be on the flat surfaces, usually on the front teeth. So
no, mine are
anorexic people as well, who are vomiting all the time. You can see it on the back of their teeth. You can see it in people that are drinking. When you drink a carbonated drink, you're more likely to hold it for a few seconds in the front of your mouth before you swallow it. It's something that we naturally do. You probably haven't even realized you've done it. But it's something, if you watch yourself doing it now, you'll notice.
And even all of these naturally, like these kimchi type drinks, you know, these kombucha, sort of like kombuchas and all of that.
Yeah, it's all acidic.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
If you can find non-acidic ones, that's great. Non-carbonated ones.
So once you've had enamel disappear, it doesn't come back again.
That's correct.
Then what do you do? Is that time for a veneer?
No, you get like what I had. I used to brush my teeth also very aggressively.
Erosion.
I had erosion at the bottom, and you can get, you know better than me. I'm speaking very bad lingo here.
You can go home, Tess.
You basically have like a filling of a clear substance that they put on, so that I used to have like sensitized teeth on my canines, for instance, because that's where I used to overbrush, and erosion, I guess, of the
erosion. So the brushing away of the teeth is the abrasion. The erosion is the acidity. And so that can happen as well. A lot of people do the most damage to their own teeth with vigorous, aggressive brushing. They think, oh, I've got to brush my teeth really
hard. Yes,
that's
how I used to think.
How exactly should we be brushing our teeth?
Exactly. It's very, very difficult to show pressure with the vocal.
We're all moving our hands in a toothbrushy.
None of us have a toothbrush.
The ideal would be 45 degree angle away from the gum.
With an electric toothbrush or a standard toothbrush?
It doesn't matter.
Everybody always tries to sell me an electric toothbrush.
I'm a fan of electric toothbrushes.
Why?
I feel that my teeth feel cleaner when I've cleaned with an electric toothbrush. But an electric toothbrush is as good as its driver. So you have to be able to maneuver the toothbrush correctly. Mm. And you have to be shown, I think. And that's really one of the things that hygienist is beneficial for, because it's the education. It's not just about coming in to clean your teeth. It's really educating you how to look after your teeth.
So what does the enamel do for the tooth?
So the enamel is the strongest tissue in the body. And it is the outside layer of your tooth.
When that's gone, what happens?
When that's gone,
the teeth become porous.
So it's unusual for it to completely gone in one, you know, overnight. It's a very, very, very gradual thing. So hopefully before it's all gone, we've stopped it. Or a dental professional has stopped
with your
it.
Regular visits to your
with
hygienist,
regular visits, with
obviously.
Trying to incorporate more fluoride, with fluoride mouthwashes, with encouraging you to drink water after acidic things to try and neutralize your saliva, and really stopping what's caused the loss of the enamel. So depending on
taking away the culprit,
Quick
question, your favorite toothbrush?
As a practice, mm-hmm. we have all come to love this Swiss toothbrush, which is the Curaprox, which is this one right here, as a manual toothbrush.
Curaprox.
Yes, it's really tightly compact with a lot of bristles.
It's ultra soft.
Yes, it is. It's a really beautiful, soft toothbrush.
So the opposite to what I think a good toothbrush is.
Exactly right. However, with it being so soft, it's packed so tightly with so many filaments that it does a beautiful job of cleaning.
Can you get this at most good chemists?
I think so. I'm not... Yes, we can. Yes.
Yes, we can.
We can.
And there's always Amazon if you can.
There's always Amazon. It's a fantastic toothbrush. It's cost a couple of quid. And it's soft. It doesn't really cause any damage to your gums at all, especially if you're using it at a 45 degree angle. And it will clean your teeth beautifully. As an electric toothbrush, I'm a huge fan of Braun Oral-B.
Braun Oral-B.
But that's the one that doesn't have the UK. It's difficult to find the UK plug for it.
Right, because of the bathrooms. Yes. So it needs to be charged onto a shaver plug, or you can just go into the
That's what my husband's done.
No, you just go into the hardware store and buy an adapter plug. Yeah, and you just can charge it up.
Okay, and on top of your Curaprox toothbrush, you will be spreading your... I know you do your own toothpaste.
Yeah, we have a lovely toothpaste. But actually, with toothpaste, and here I'll come back to our toothpaste, it's really about finding a toothpaste that you love to use.
So I use Sensodyne because
fantastic.
Okay, thank you.
Great. I'm happy so for you to use any toothpaste that you love to use, because that's going to encourage you to brush your teeth.
And what about those sweet ones that kids use?
Again, if they've got fluoride in them,
what does the fluoride do?
Fine. It will strengthen the enamel, help to repair the enamel and strengthen it. In the children's toothpaste, there's less fluoride. In regular toothpaste, there's about 1,400 parts per million. And that's kind of what you need to be looking for when you're looking for toothpaste. You just want to make sure it's got at least 1,400.
God, Taz, I wish you'd come and just live with me. I feel so much better if you just lived in my house.
We have our own toothpaste. Yes, we call it tooth cleanser.
It says to brush your teeth and gums.
Yes.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So your brush, when you're brushing your teeth, you're just touching the gum line.
Okay.
But there's a very fine line between brushing the gums.
Yes.
And brushing the teeth and gums.
Okay.
So if you're just brushing the gums, you're going to wear away the gums and you're going to cause...
What I've done to myself.
This is so exciting, I can't tell you. So having lost your enamel because of whatever, Haribo's, overbrushing, whatever.
Do you have your enamel?
I think I do have my enamel.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
And but having done that, what would you then do to fix that? So when I do bring my son kicking and screaming to see you, what will you do to fix his enamel?
So, of course, we want healthy teeth.
Yeah.
So... the problem with loss of the enamel is that then you've got the dentine, which is the body part, which is what the body of the tooth is made up of, which is darker in colour. So dentine shining through more prominently, if you've lost your enamel, makes your teeth look darker.
Great.
Which is why as you get older, your teeth get darker, because you start to lose your enamel slightly, very microscopically, as you're getting older through diet and brushing and all the other things. So it would really depend on if it's bothering him or not. So if he's got sensitivity from the erosion and the abrasion, from the loss of enamel,
Okay. Stick
basic terms. If it's causing him sensitivity, we can do something about the sensitivity. If he doesn't like the appearance of the teeth because his teeth have melted away, then we can talk about doing some building up.
Okay, which I think is a very good moment to segue into teeth whitening. I like the idea of teeth whitening, but I don't want to look like I'm presenting a Saturday night show on ITV. Those teeth terrify me.
But I don't think those teeth...
why do people even think that those teeth are normal?
I think they're mainly veneers or implants. Yes. I mean, I don't think they're actually...
I don't think they're white. But they are people who want their teeth to be white. Yes, and I think we should...
To be fluorescent.
Yes, talk about why. I mean, I know
but that some people
the same
like
as...
That.
Yeah, I know it's the same as with cosmetic
anything
treatments.
Cosmetic.
You can go too far.
Exactly.
But
I think, you know, when you look at somebody... the first thing you look at are their eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
The whites of their eyes.
Now, when you look at, when then they start speaking to you, they smile at you, they're moving their mouth, if your eyes then drop down to their teeth and that's where your focus stays, that's when you know they've probably had a bit too much work or not enough work.
And how do you... So you looked at my teeth and you said, I'm going to give you the teeth you had when you were 18.
So I looked at your eyes and I wanted to go no whiter than the whites of your eyes. Your teeth were a bit darker. First, the foremost important thing is the health. So we first did all the cleaning up. We cleaned all of your teeth. We'd taken x-rays. We've made sure you've got no underlying issues. And you were unhappy with the way that your teeth looked.
They were a bit stained.
And I think, you know, we're quite a serious practice. We're not sort of whitening Wednesdays, and we're not, you know, this is not something that we promote. It's there to we offer it for patients like yourself that, you know, maybe want to do a full overhaul of their teeth, but actually you don't really need to cut into every single tooth and make beautiful, perfect veneers. Maybe just a little bit of whitening will just, it's very non-invasive and it just ties you over a little bit. And that's basically what we decided to do for you, Fiona, which I think worked really well.
It did work really well. And just for those of you who wonder what the kind of process is, you fitted something into my gums. Yeah.
So there's a couple of different ways of doing it. We did the full whack for you.
Full whack.
So that you had the full experience. But we can either make molds of your teeth.
Which you did.
So they are perfectly designed for you. So we take an impression of your teeth and we send it off to a laboratory and they make like a little jelly mold.
Yeah.
Which I brought with me actually today. I'll show you. And they're very soft, a bit like a mouth guard, like a bite guard.
Yeah.
And you then apply, we teach you how to apply the bleach into that mold and you go home with that.
Pinprick of bleach. I couldn't, you know, really teeniest amount of
like each. Half a rice grain.
And
you do that slowly over a couple of weeks, a couple of hours every night or every day, doesn't matter the time. And slowly over that time, your teeth will lighten. We then have another method, which I sort of call, the way I describe it is a bit like having 10 sunbeds before you go for your, you know, on your beach holiday for your tan. So it's like the pre...
It was like the first big blast.
Exactly. So it really is.
But it's bad for you, like tanning beds?
Not bad for you, like tanning beds.
It was gripping, actually, because it's a real... It's not entirely comfortable. You fit something into the mouth and the lips are fitted around...
Yeah, so we put a cheek retractor in.
Yeah.
And so we basically do...
It's quite silence of the lambs.
In-house whitening. So it's like a power whitening. We really boost the effect and then you leave with considerably whiter teeth and we give you the top-up trays to do at home to really solidify the colour and give you a top-up.
I mean, poor Robert, all I keep saying to him is, look how pretty my teeth look. I'm so happy with my teeth.
So I was going to ask you two things. One... How many shades lighter do you think you went subjectively yourself? Not like, you know, clinically.
I'd say 3 or 4 in my head. I'm sort of 3 or 4 shades lighter.
I would
and what
say
they
that's about
are is slightly whiter, pearlier.
Let me see them. Very nice.
Actually my mother, who was not, you know, a looker in many ways, but she had the prettiest teeth. And I got my mother's shaped teeth. So I always had like
nice
a good
teeth.
Shaped teeth. And it's nice to... I feel like I've had a sort of tooth refresh.
That's
you know,
exactly
God knows
how,
I've had the lip
exactly
refresh and the face refresh.
That's
you
how
might
we
as well
want people
keep the
to feel.
Yeah. I feel really, and it's very confidence boosting.
Yes, I think.
So how does that affect the enamel? Because
so it doesn't actually. So it doesn't affect the enamel at all. It's not stripping a layer. It's not taking anything off.
So what does it, it's just on the superficial layer on top of the enamel?
So what it is it opens up the dentinal tubules of your dentine and the bleach soaks in and it bleaches the tooth from the inside out.
So it surpasses the
correct.
She's going to use a big word now. I can tell she's building up to a real biggie.
I can't think of a word.
It's
extraterrestrial surface.
No, so it goes beneath the enamel, but it doesn't actually affect the enamel.
Yes, it does not affect
the
enamel.
It's like profilo for teeth.
Any,
do you know what I mean? It goes in and then it works its way back out.
It does.
In an analogy,
it does have a shelf life. It does. Your teeth will start slowly going back if you don't keep it up. You have to maintain it.
And how often should she be doing her at-home treatments?
So we spoke about it. I think it really depends patient to patient. But
sometimes I do it like 2-3 days in a row, then I forget for a couple of days, and I do really, my teeth are a bit sensitive today, actually.
So that's the other thing. So whilst those dentinal tubules are open, you may experience a little bit of sensitivity. Yeah. So Sensodyne will snap them shut straight away. You can pop some Sensodyne in your tray. A lot of people that experience sensitivity, we can combat that with lots of.
Because it's the first time that it's felt sensitive. And I know years ago,
people used to say that
it made their teeth very sensitive. And it's why a lot of people are not sure about having this treatment.
Exactly.
Because historically, it used to.
Well, that's a question I was going to ask. So if you're. If those tubules are open, can they then get stained more quickly?
Good question. Very good question.
She's very clever.
The doctor.
And advise that whilst you're having your bleaching process to avoid heavily stained food for a couple of days.
And what are the foods that we should avoid?
So you want to avoid anything that's going to stain a white shirt, really.
Okay.
Coffee, cigarettes, red wine, berry pie,
beetroot,
curry, vindaloo.
No, that would be the end of
no juicing, no lemon, no beetroot. Forget
like
it.
That. God, yeah, what's my diet going to be now?
You're screwed, ma'am.
What's going to
kill? I'm just going to eat macaroni risotto. Cheese for a month. I've been given the green card for pasta.
Fish.
Yeah. My dentist told me. Fish, yeah, okay.
You can have white wine.
What about soy sauce?
Champagne, no
fish.
Soy sauce.
No,
sushi. Just for about 24 hours.
Okay.
24 to 48 hours, okay?
24 to 48 hours.
And what about like the home ones? You know, in America, you go down the CVS aisle and there's, you know, 50 to choose from.
In the UK, it's illegal to buy bleach. Other than from a dental healthcare professional.
Oh, that's why I've never seen it. Interesting.
So anything that you're buying that's off the counter from the pharmacy or online, all these products that are coming out that you can get, these things that people are doing, this high smile, none of it will have hydrogen peroxide in it. None of it will have any bleach. So it's actually just stain removal. So like whitening toothpastes, whitening pens, all of this stuff that you can buy in the pharmacy, none of it will bleach your teeth. It will just remove the stains, which should be done by your hygienist anyway.
I must say it's an amazing place, Darwood and Tanner, because I am having, sadly, a lot more work done in other areas. So I've got to get a crown replaced and I've got to do all sorts of things. But it's realistically, you know, we were talking when I came to see you about the National Health offer you 2 hygienist visits a year, which last 15 minutes.
Yes,
so it's something like that.
I'm not exactly sure how long the appointments are anymore. It's been many, many years since I've worked on the National Health Service, but you won't get a proper cleaning on the National Health, unfortunately. They just simply don't have the.
So time let me ask you the $6 million question is: when I come and see you, what is a hygienist, let's start with a standard hygiene appointment at Darwood and Tanner going
so
to
set. So if you come in
back
as a new patient, okay, so we advise you to have a consult with a dentist. If you've already had a consult, you've already got your own dentist somewhere else and you just want to come in for hygiene, you're going to come in, it's going to cost you £105 to have a cleaning treatment and you'll be seen by one of the 5 hygienists, me included. We'll do a thorough oral examination of your mouth, we'll do a basic periodontal examination of your gums, make sure that everything's healthy, we'll clean your teeth, we'll polish them, and we will organize a routine for you, an oral healthcare plan, where you should clean your what areas of your tooth you should be cleaning, with what kind of brush. We'll alter your habits for you slightly, and then we'll set a recall system for you based on how quickly your rate of saliva builds up your plaque. Some people have far quicker rate of build up than other people. It's really to do with the buffering effects of the saliva.
That because mine's come back quite, I can feel
so
it.
Some people build up really quickly.
Well.
And
I always
people,
feel that. I love that clean sensation when
I
leave
it. Shiny
my
teeth.
And then my teeth, especially because quickly. I have a brace bar, but
a wire
behind my
teeth. So yeah, with the wires, it can build up a little bit quicker.
So there's a couple questions I wanted to ask about teeth whitening. One is, what are the risks? What are the negative side effects you tell people
That's
about?
That's the question I always forget to ask with everything.
So really, that's why it has to be done by a dental care professional, by a healthcare professional, because it's really about making sure that your teeth, you're the right candidate for whitening. Not everybody is a candidate for whitening.
And who is not really a candidate?
So if you've got any crown and bridge work in your anterior region, that's not going to be affected by the whitening. Whitening will only bleach natural teeth. So if, let's say, you've got a central crown on your tooth and you're bleaching your teeth, that crown is not going to change color. So it's really about being safe first and foremost, making sure you've got a healthy mouth before we start doing any cosmetic treatment. And that's what we're there for.
And then so there's really no risk associated with doing an in-office procedure?
The only risk that you might possibly have would be sensitivity. But again, that's something that with a well-trained dental professional, we will manage for you.
Okay. But there's no long-term implication, like you're wearing down the tooth.
Absolutely.
If someone does
not.
It incorrectly, they've, you know, done any tooth erosion or, you know.
No. And hopefully by going to a trained professional, they won't be doing
of course.
Incorrectly. But absolutely no. There's no side effects.
And how often can you whiten your teeth?
It really depends on what kind of color your teeth are. Some people have just darker teeth in general. Some people have more grayish blue teeth. Those teeth don't really bleach very well.
You have grayish blue ones.
I have my front tooth that as a child I hit, and it's always had a slight discoloration.
Oh,
I mean, I'd love to have lighter teeth, but I already have sensitive teeth, and I've been offered many times, but I have always been scared, so I've never done it.
Yeah, for patients with really sensitive teeth, we just go really, really slowly. We advise just the home system, and we give a very, very low.
Without that first blast that I had.
Yeah,
we
wouldn't
do
the first blast. It's not necessary, and then we'll just do it
really.
First blast
is the deepest.
We'll just do it really, really slowly with a very low percentage of bleach.
And can you get too white with
absolutely
what we've been doing?
Yes, you can. Yes.
So when is too? I mean, if I kept
when your
on
teeth
using,
have gone translucent, then you've gone too far.
Okay.
So,
translucent is.
You know, I'm entirely capable.
Yeah. So that's
terrible.
The other thing that we have to be really, really.
They'll
strict.
Go translucent.
Yeah, you do not want to over bleach your teeth.
So you've given me two syringes of bleach to take away with me.
Yes.
Once I've used up those two syringes of bleach. Syringes of bleach, I don't come back and go, can I have some more, please?
No. Then your next hygiene appointment, which should be coming up in the next sort of six weeks or so.
Yes.
We'll see each other every 3 months. Yes, you will be reminded. We'll assess it then, and we'll decide whether you can have a little bit more bleach. But really, less is more.
I'm very happy with these. I wouldn't push it.
Yeah, we don't want to go
too
white.
Do I need to go lighter?
I think you could go lighter on your bottom ones, just saying. What do you think, Taz? You are the, after all, the hygienist.
Look at me.
Looking to my red eyes.
I quite like.
She's
I think
perfect.
I really, yeah. They're
so irritatingly perfect.
They're
very
natural. They're really.
So my other question was, is that what is the longevity of our teeth? You know, can you keep them to your 100? All of them?
Till you're 100, absolutely.
Yes, everyone.
Absolutely. I mean, that's really...
If you eat your spinach.
So
kidding.
That's what I'm trying
to keep
do
my teeth.
With all the children that are coming to the practice now. You know, I'm really strict with cleaning. I'm really strict with flossing. I try and really drill it into them so that they really have a good understanding, because I really want them to keep their teeth till they're 99.
Why do they get... why in this day and age should a child... get a filling,
candy.
Have a filling. Why? Just from the candy. Yeah, I mean,
not
if you don't,
not brushing their teeth.
It can be from the juices. It can be from
sugar.
The dried fruit. Really,
all of those things we talked
that
about.
People wouldn't even think of.
You think I'm giving my kids sugar?
No, it's actually it's the frequency.
Fruit, same thing.
It's with sugar. It's really all about sugar and teeth. It's about the frequency. So it's not about the amount that you're having. So if you want to have a kilo of chocolate, Fiona, for your tooth, from your tooth perspective, go for your life. You can have a kilo of chocolate. Just have it all in one go.
Just don't graze it.
If you're having that kilo of chocolate, you know, 5 grams of it every 5 minutes or every half an hour throughout the day, your mouth is continually bathed in sugar, then your saliva doesn't have chance to repair. And that's when you will get decay.
I know I'm always talking about money, but just to be,
It's
all about the money, honey. So how much? Yes, prices of bleaching.
So the starting price is $375 for the home trays, and it's about $600 for the full blast,
which the full Monty.
Yeah, which also includes the home trays. And before that, we would definitely suggest coming and having your teeth cleaned. So that's another $105. And before that, ideally, you would have a consult with a dentist just to make sure that you're absolutely fit and healthy and ready for whitening and a good candidate. That's the most important thing.
I mean, I definitely think, you know, we used to talk at Vogue when I was, we were always obsessed by, you know, the next pair of shoes or the next coat, and you'd always have to justify it and just sort of how many things you could break it down to.
Yeah, exactly.
But I definitely think, you know, to have some good teeth is the cost of a coat
that's,
if you're going
to
go and spend,
I,
or it's the cost of a good pair
patients,
of shoes. So just weigh up against, you know, how you want somebody, the first impression you give, they're not going to be looking at your shoes, they're going to be looking at your teeth.
Definitely.
So think about that when you're thinking about the expense of these things, because
yeah, and it's really, you know, you want to have a healthy mouth. That's the most important thing, more important than just the beauty aspect of it. You really want a healthy mouth that's going to last you for the rest of your life.
You don't want to be knocking anybody unconscious with your breath either, by the way. So.
So I also have another question. So when you have I don't have veneers, I've always thought maybe one day I would, to have those, that perfect smile, but it scares me a lot. So veneers, can you actually keep the tooth healthier with a veneer, or is it more at risk of having like cavities because you have something else sitting on top?
The healthiest thing in your mouth would be your own tooth.
Of course.
If for some reason you were required to have a veneer, not through a cosmetic reason, then yes, you're not at more risk of having decay under the veneer if it's done properly and sealed properly. It's just the same as having your normal tooth.
It is. But the seals come, I'm assuming, like,
yeah,
you know, breast implants have to be replaced every 10 years. You know, there's,
so veneers also have
a lifespan.
A lifespan, yes. And at some point they will need touching up, but they will need replacing. But they usually, if they're done well, they will last you quite a long time.
Do you have your teeth whitened, Taz?
I do. I've whitened my teeth before. Some bonding now, because I, as I said to you before, when I was in my teens and uneducated, I melted my teeth with Coca-Cola. So I unfortunately had a lot of enamel erosion. And one of the lovely dentists in our practice, Jan, who I believe you met as well, Fiona, I wanted veneers before I got married. And I said, please, can you...
Well, every girl would.
Yeah, I said, please, you know, even knowing everything that I knew, I said, please, can you veneer all my teeth? And he said, absolutely not. You're way too young. I'm not cutting into your teeth. And we're going to do some composite build-ups for you to last you another 10 years. And then we'll
take it from there. And is that something that just is placed on top of the...
So, yeah, because I had a lot of tooth wear, so he's placed some composite on top of my tooth and built up my teeth.
Okay, Mariam and I are peering.
Yes, I have tooth wear too. I grind my teeth in my sleep.
Yes, so that's another... Attrition is another way of losing...
You've got really pretty shaped teeth.
You do, yeah. Beautiful smile.
Most people I find who are brought up in America have got such amazing teeth. I think that the dental care in America is
I've had braces twice, even as an adult.
That's all I
After my first baby, I went through Invisalign, and I was such a bad user of Invisalign.
Is that what Tom Cruise uses?
The plastic sheath.
Yeah.
Anyway, I couldn't deal with it, and so then I had clear blade braces put on my teeth at the age of like 37.
I wanted braces and a broken arm, and I wanted a cast on my leg. Those were the things I wanted.
On that topic, just a little slide thing. As the daughter of an orthopedic surgeon, I used to fake cast my leg and my arm all the time and for every April Fool's. And that was what I would do on Saturday afternoons. I'd make face masks and decorate them. I'd make a cast for my sister or my brother.
I wouldn't have to do the washing up at the weekends. I go home like I've broken
so
my arm.
Yeah.
We have to stop, but it's heartbreaking because we could talk about teeth, for hours. But Taz, thank you so much for coming to see us today. And thank you for my white teeth. I couldn't be happier.
Good, I'm so pleased.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at the Guinea Pig Podcast, and plus you can email us at theguineapigpod@gmail.com. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialing a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.